What was it like when you got to Seg One? When the whole crew
over
300 miles. And
yeah, we had a few nice toddies, and of course a toddy was a good thing along the way. A lot of apple juice and brandy was consumed. We needed a little antifreeze too, but in the evening, you know, when we were off shift, we'd have a few drinks of brandy and apple juice, or schnapps, or whatever. Oh yeah, we'd do that for near every evening, you know, and that kept us going. But nothing while we were working, but just after work, and just to relax, and we'd go in the cookhouse and shoot the breeze with the cook and get together and talk and do all that stuff.
When you reached Seg One, you talked about a sign.
Well, before we reached Seg One, we got to the Umiat. There's a trail that goes from Umiat to Seg One, and they'd been freighting there for years, flying into Umiat with stuff and then freighting it across.
When you say freighting?
Well, they had a cat train that went across there. And I think that's where Tennessee Williams or whatever his name was had his cat train working in there. And I think Bill Carlo worked for him there too. And anyway, when we got to that trail, we thought, well, knowing about these truckers that are coming behind us, we better put up a sign so they don't make a mistake. So we put up a sign there. It said Seg One this way and Umiat that way, you know. That's the only sign on the road except for the one on the Yukon where they put up, it's the Yukon River.